toilet buffet.
But right now, it's Friday morning, and we all know what that means.
It's time.
I would take your legs out, and I would pummel the crap out of you.
For the emergency break of the week.
And then I would call for Lucifer to eat your soul.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
You ain't no frickin', you're not a frickin' reverend, you're a frickin' freak.
By a wheels-off comment.
Freak!
Or technical meltdown.
Getting a little bit hysterical, aren't you?
Yeah.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
That's the guy I want to meet. Getting a little bit hysterical there, aren't you, boy?
Yeah, that's a bad dude. That's a guy who's protesting military funerals.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, then I we're definitely against him.
All right, Just Breaks brings you the E-Break. We'll give you the candidates. You get the vote on them. Candidate number one comes to us from Bad Radio this week. Mark Folliwell doing some fill-in work for Bob Sturm. And he got caught in kind of a verbal trap here. What do you call the chair that they sit on at the ballpark down the foul lines?
A stool?
Yeah. There's no getting around it, but it caused a stop down when Folliwell said it.
Well, look at all the goofy stuff, though, that happened last night in the seventh inning.
Oh, yeah.
Look at all the breaks. Okay, so the first pitch of the inning is David Murphy down the line. Now, who knows how it might have played out, but instead of caroming off the wall and potentially shooting back into right field and maybe being something that you could hold Murphy to a single, it gets caught up in the old man's stool.
Gross.
Yeah, right there. Right there. That was most unfortunate.
Gotta be a ground rule double.
That was
fine.
Most unfortunate. I'm sorry. The stool that the ball girl and the old man were sitting on the warning track. I'm really sorry, by the way.
Tailspin. How the outfielder even pick it up.
I'm glad those two are working together out there. That's great.
Anyway, point being is that it could have been
a situation. I just wanted to hear him get out of it.
The old man's stool.
It's gross.
And it's funnier, too, because it's Folliwell. It gets caught in that verbal trap. It's always funny with him. So there's the voice of the Dallas Mavericks getting a nomination for the emergency break of the week. Candidate number two comes to us from the Hardline. That is one Ty Walker Chicken. He was victimized by the air horn. Big Dumb Danny did this one this week. This is a kind of a weak little horn, but listen, he almost gets Ty to drop a GD bomb on the air because he gets so mad. He almost gets as mad as Norm.
Now, hold on. When you say victimized by the air horn, is the air horn under his chair?
Yeah.
No, I think
or
Danny
they just sneak up and
Danny just
behind him.
He just walked into the newsroom while Ty was doing his ticker and just
blew the horn. Got him from behind. Okay, all right. Well, you know what I'm saying with the air horn.
He got caught up in Ty's stool.
No, that's not the way to say it either. Here's an air horn that scares Ty and almost gets him to say GD on the air.
Offensive lineman Phil Costa out up to a month with a knee. God. That's the Ticket Ticker, a service of Texas Land and Cattle. No twofer like the Texas Land and Cattle 2 for $25. Two steakhouse size entrees plus an appetizer to share for just $25 at Texas Land and Cattle.
Why are you cutting it short?
Our next ticker at $3.50.
This hour of the Hardline brought to you by...
Boy, he just stopped broadcasting.
Yeah, a few odd things about that is that Ty just stops broadcasting and immediately goes to the outro sponsor.
Right.
And also, as Ty was talking about this, I heard that he described it, that he had thought that he had screamed like a girl and he was very embarrassed. It scared him so badly, he thought that he had screamed like a girl on the air.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
He must have just been thinking that.
Right. He girl screamed in his head, but thought it was on the air.
All right, let's hear just the pause there just for a second again.
Offensive lineman Phil Costa out up to a month with a knee. God. That's the Ticket Ticker.
Air horn humor.
So is this place different than the place we worked at before here, George? When we were at KRLD, which was a by-the-book news radio station.
Gosh.
Can you imagine if someone had gone into the studio and blown an air horn during someone's news or sportscast?
I'm Jack
Hines. That person would have been fired.
Oh, yeah.
Here, that person is celebrated.
Yeah. That's funny, man. Do it again. Try to find another victim to do that, too. All right, so I guess that's on Big Dumb Danny, who pulled the prank on Ty.
You remember, when we had that air horn taped up under the chair up here, that was one of the funnest weeks, most fun weeks we've ever had. Because we got Barb, famously, with the famous Giorgio laugh.
Norm got hit like three times, and finally he kicked the chair across the room.
Yeah, we had Norm... The entire clip of Norm throwing the chair across the room.
Drop kicking it.
I'm running the search and it's going slow.
Okay, maybe we'll come back to that.
We're still in the air now.
But yeah, air horn fun is nothing but good times around here. We haven't had that in a while. All right, this is TC from the, I guess, Bad Radio. This is on Bad Radio doing an interview. Have you guys heard of Daniel Johnston? Not Daryl Johnston, but Daniel Johnston.
Any musician down in Austin?
Yeah. Who apparently is bipolar, little odd, and
you have a movie done about him, or
yeah, film? I think that's why they're having him on. There's some sort of documentary about
him.
Okay, okay.
Well, this is a really, really awkward moment, which only TC can bring out in someone because he asked the songwriter Daniel Johnston to sing some of his latest work, and listen to this meltdown.
What's the last song you wrote?
Well, I have this new song called The Last Song and several others that I've been working on.
Could you maybe sing a little bit of it?
Okay, let me think. Hi, how are you these days? That's about the first one.
All right, cool.
Well, waiting for... I'd like to thank you for calling today, and if you, you know, so
well, we're very
care, okay?
We're oh very, God. Very big fans of yours.
Well, we, I sure appreciate.
We really appreciate you taking time out of yours.
Man, how about those bumper cars after that awkward silence?
So he's not really an artist. He doesn't really.
No, I think he writes good stuff, doesn't he?
What was going on there then?
Well, I just don't. I think he just kind of panics sometimes.
Well, TC claims he was told that the guy wouldn't mind being asked if he would sing, but apparently he did because he tried to get out of the interview very fast once they asked him to.
Well, thanks for having me on, guys.
That was weird.
My gosh.
Let's hear that awkwardness one more time.
What's the last song you wrote?
Well, I have this new song called The Last Song and several others that I've been working on.
Could you maybe sing a little bit of it?
Okay, let me think. Hi, how are you these days? That's about the first one.
All right, cool.
Well,
waiting.
You know, I'd like to thank you for calling today. And if you, you know, so.
Well, we're very.
Okay. That's terrible.
We know it.
Jeez.
That is awesome.
Wow.
All right, so those are your three candidates. Mark Folliwell, Big Dumb Danny, or TC. 214-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hello, George Dunham. I'd like to make a responsible vote, if possible.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I would like to vote for TC Fleming. Thank you so much.
There you
Nothing
go,
wrong
folks.
With that.
That is how you vote, right there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I want to vote for Falwell BM.
Okay. We'll register it. Borderline, but we'll register it. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Well, good morning. I'd like to vote for fun with air horns, and I love you madly, Giorgio.
All right.
I'm launching an investigation as to who that is.
Trace the call?
Yes. I'm back tracing that, and the consequences will never be the same.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
You're mine, I am right here.
Yes, ma'am.
Leave us alone.
I want to vote for my leader, Big Dumb Danny. Just, you know, love you.
Love you, too. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Is this Craig or George?
It's George.
Hey, George. How you doing, sir? Just want to let y'all know, relative humidity is the sweat that accumulates in your cousin's belly button as you're having sex, and I'll vote for Ty Walker, Texas Whaler.
Nice.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Old man's blood he puts in the bucket.
You're an idiot.
Oh.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
I'd like to place a responsible vote.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, sir.
I'd like to vote for Big Dumb Danny.
Okay.
All right. Nice. Yeah, we're moving right along here.
Nice.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, the answer, Al Troutwig.
No, it's not El Trotwig.
Wiggy.
Funny name, though. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, I'd like to also cast a responsible vote for the guy that couldn't sing the song.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's a nice vote there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, man, are you checking IDs?
Nope. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
This is the Dead Soul Robot of Tom Landry, and I would like to vote for the Mexican adoption replacement D-Boys person. Good morning.
For the what?
I didn't really
That's
get
bad any karma.
I heard the word deep voice. That might have been Falwell.
Did he say he was the dead robot ghost of Tom Landry?
Something yes. like that. We don't.
Deep voice Whoa. Replacement?
I don't know.
Mark Falwell?
Hmm. Oh, is that what he said? He didn't say Falwell?
Hey, wait a second. I want to throw a challenge flag here.
What?
Why isn't your double question of Peter Gammons on here?
Number one. Never question candidacy. Number two, I've had a tough 24 hours. I don't want to hear it again.
But it's
number
funny.
Number three, shut your pie hole. Whoa. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Wow.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Good morning, Gordon.
Oh, hello.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Do I have a last song? Yeah, it's called The Last Song.
That's a TC vote, right?
Yeah. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Vaginal slice born.
Oh, that's
that
so
was
funny.
The laziest.
You know what? I couldn't have got through a morning without that. Thank you so much for that.
Uh-oh, George is really about to blow.
He's on edge.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, guys. This is TC, and I'd like to vote for myself. Thanks.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I think you boys are being a little fecal with Mark Falwell.
Wow, that's a good race here. 4-4 to 3 for Falwell. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I wrote a new song. It's called The Last Days of Barry Bush Before You Fire.
Jeez.
No one and remembers. We have a winner. TC with the odd questioning
Could
of
you
Daniel
sing some
Johnston.
Of it for us?
Let's hear it.
What's the last song you wrote?
Well, I have this new song called The Last Song and several others that I've been working on.
Could you maybe sing a little bit of it?
Okay, let me think. Hi, how are you these days? That's about the first one.
All right, cool.
Well, waiting for you. I'd like to thank you for calling today. And if you, you know what, so...
Well, we're
we're
very, very big fans of yours.
Well,
we,
I sure appreciate
we really appreciate you taking time out of your schedule.
Okay.
We want to tell everybody to go to high.
Oh my gosh! You know, he V1 points out he sounds like Ferris Bueller's recording for the intercom in his house when he was sick.
Hi,
thank you very much for calling. And
just another, leave it at the door.
Another P1 has a theory that the second verse of that song was "I want to thank you for calling." That he wasn't trying to get out of the interview.
Oh,
that he was continuing the song. Is that a possibility?
Maybe. I don't know. It was all weird.
I'd like to throw another flag here.
Okay.
I think TC's being wronged. He just simply asked, and he was told beforehand that the guy might want to sing.
You think TC, Daniel Johnston?
I think it's on Daniel
it's
Johnston.
It's very much on Daniel Johnston. TC did nothing wrong. He didn't pull the e-brake. He just asked a question that he was told he could ask, and then this Daniel Johnston guy freaked out.
All right, well, let's give it to Daniel Johnston so he can tie Mother Nature.
And he also tallies Burt Lyles III and Brad Sham.
Who was Burt Lyles III?
You know something? I don't remember any longer.
I do. He was a caller. He was a caller of some sort.
And a caller of some sort.
He said his name. That's how we knew his name. He was an irate caller, yeah. All right. There you go. Emergency break of the week goes to Daniel Johnston. 809 on the ticket. Up next.